Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. We're into November now, and so our thoughts turn to the Thanksgiving holiday and to the roasted turkey we'll no doubt be enjoying. The turkeys we eat are domesticated versions of the wild birds that we often hear and see in the woods and fields here in the Northeast. In researching the wild turkey, we found so much great information that we'll be doing two segments on the subject. That was the loud and distinctive gobble of a male wild turkey, a sound that can be heard a mile or more away. You're probably familiar with what a wild turkey looks like. They're very large, plump birds with long legs, wide, rounded tails, and a small head on a long, slim neck. The male is substantially larger than the female, and her feathers are duller overall, in shades of brown and gray, while the males have areas of red, purple, green, copper, bronze, and gold iridescence. Their wings are dark, boldly barred with white. Their rump and tail feathers are broadly tipped with rusty or white. The bare skin of the neck and head varies from red to blue to gray. They have a blackish breast tuft called a beard.
Adult males, called toms or gobblers, have a large, featherless, reddish head, red throat, and red wattles on the throat and neck. Males and females both have snoods, fleshy protuberances that hang over their bills and can be extended or contracted at will. The snood of an adult male is usually much larger than that of a female. No one knows for sure what these growths are for, but both probably developed as ways to attract mates.
If you'd like to find wild turkeys, it helps to get up early in the morning, when flocks of these large birds are often out foraging in clearings, field edges, and roadsides. Keep an eye out as you drive along forest edges, particularly forests with nut-bearing trees such as oak and hickory, and you may even see turkeys from your car. In spring and summer, listen for gobbling males. The calls are loud, distinctive, and they carry great distances. You'll usually find turkeys on the ground, but don't be surprised if you run across a group of turkeys flying high into their treetop roosts at the end of the day.
These birds are omnivorous. Most of their diet is grass and grain, but wild turkeys have a varied diet and will also eat insects, berries, and small reptiles. Like most birds, they swallow grit to help them digest their food. They have a powerful, muscular gizzard, which can grind the hardest foods.
And now we'll end with a few fun facts about wild turkeys. The average lifespan of a wild turkey is 3 to 5 years, and the oldest known wild turkey lived to be at least 13 years old.
In the wild, wild turkeys range from 5 to 20 pounds. Domestic turkeys are especially bred to be heavier and could weigh twice as much as their wild cousins.
Wild turkeys are fast on their feet with a top running speed of about 25 miles per hour, or about the same as a human track star.
Wild turkeys sleep in trees. The birds are usually seen walking, so many people are surprised that they even fly. Though they only fly for short distances, they are speedy and hit about 55 miles per hour when going full tilt.
Male wild turkeys are called gobblers, after the gobble they make to announce themselves to females and to compete with other males. Other turkey sounds include purrs, yelps, and kee-kees. They have over 20 distinct vocalizations.
We'll bring you more about wild turkeys in our next segment. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.